God's Begonia.
Writer Karen Anderson.
I never expected to be doing missionary work, hampered as I am by doubt in the existence of God. It began when our book group met at a church and I discovered a gorgeous, huge begonia in the hallway. Plucking off two shiny leaves, I stashed them in my purse. They refused to root in water, protesting my theft, so I stuck them in a pot of dirt. Then my daughter was diagnosed with cancer just as she became engaged to be married. What kind of God would do this? I raged. Not any kind I could believe in. So I put my faith in modern medicine and human love, and we kept planning the wedding. In the mornings, I took Sarah to treatments, in the afternoon to dress fittings. And meanwhile, on my windowsill, a tender green leaf pushed up alongside the stolen ones. I wept to see it. It could be a coincidence, I thought, or it could be a sign. Slowly, slowly, Sarah was getting well. That was many years ago now, and she is fine, married to the same good man and working happily as a librarian. People sometimes ask about the enormous plant in my living room. It's God's begonia, I tell them, and it's taken over my life. From its leaves, I have started dozens of other plants, which I give away to anyone who needs a gift of healing. Recipients tell me that they too give away plants. So the missionary work continues, taking root in different pots, different windows.